You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
This is Gene Hilton bringing you the Apostolic Dimension from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. We welcome you to our program, Raising the Standard. Revelation 19:10 says, "Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So with this spirit, let's take a close look at the last days and the coming millennium from a Jewish messianic perspective. There's a great difference between the messianic Jewish understanding and the common Christian interpretation found in most end-time books. Christians over the centuries have separated themselves from their Jewish roots, causing many misunderstandings of key Jewish biblical idioms, therefore missing the true interpretation of many scriptures. We can better understand both the Old Testament and the New Testament by rebuilding the bridge to Judaism and learning to embrace its tradition and worship of God. This does not mean that everyone should wholly convert or become Jewish in lifestyle and religion. Rather, I believe a Christian can embrace and respect Judaism by learning to think in Jewish terminology and honoring God's appointed times, the Jewish festivals, which truly explain the elements of the Christian faith. So join me today as we open the Bible and study God's prophetic foreshadows to teach us about Jesus the Messiah. Let's walk in His footsteps and receive His revelation. Good afternoon. This is Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton greeting you to our program again on another Saturday afternoon. And we welcome and greet all you listeners wherever you may be. We've got people listening to it in parts of the world and out on their radio and their car and different places. They listen to this program every week, and so we welcome you wherever you are out in this world that we're in, this earth that we're walking on. So we're honored to be here with you, to be part of WCNO Radio, and they're on 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, and so we're fortunate to be a part of that, and we're honored to share this time with you every week, and maybe we can just sit down and have a little chat. We do this from time to time, and
Amen.
It's enjoyable to do that with you because we're on this program, as we mentioned before, many weeks in the past, that we're all here because we love people. We want to see them to mature, to grow up, and to be raised up in the things of the Lord, and especially with understanding their Jewish roots that they have, because we're all grafted into Israel.
That's right.
And we are all, if you're born again, you're a spiritual Jew, whether you believe it or not, you're part of them. And so we're honored to be with you today. And we've called this program for a lot of years, Raising the Standard. That's what our purpose is with the program. And so we've been on here for a little over 16 years now. And time flies by fast. And so we're going to talk about some things today in the book of Isaiah about Israel. I've had Israel on my heart. I was doing a lot of fishing this week. I went away for a few days. And
it was good.
And thinking while I was out there fishing, I was thinking about some things about Isaiah and different things that you read in the Bible and you kind of meditate on those things. And we grow and understand what God wants us to know about His people. And we're part of His people. So we need to know those things, don't we, Pastor Don? So I'm going to let my beautiful wife, she's got a few things to share here. I'll open it up, and then we'll share a little bit with you out of this. Amen?
Amen. Well, we are blessed to be here again this Saturday, and Lord willing, we're here every Saturday at 12 noon, and you can also listen to us on the internet, and that's at www.wcno.com. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And also, you can listen to the program, past programs, or you can listen to this program again, if you so desire. You can also order a CD or a tape and just call us, and we'd be glad to get that out to you. Amen. We did have some vacation time, got away and had got to go see our family for a while, and it was wonderful. We had a wonderful time, and we're able to just relax and be spoiled a little bit. Amen. It's good. Anyways, we're glad to be back, and we're blessed to be here on this radio program, and we want to pray that you are blessed by this program.
Yes.
I want to mention also that we have services here in Stuart, Florida, and I'll give the telephone number in just a moment if you'd like to jot that down, if you want to come and you want to visit. And so we have services here. We have Sunday morning services at 10 a.m., and we also have a service and fellowship afterwards, and so we have a meal together. So when you come, just plan on coming and spending a few hours with us. Amen. And then we have Saturday, we have our Friday, we have our Shabbat every Friday at 7 p.m., and that's a blessed time, and we spend time seeking God's presence on Friday night, as we do other nights. And then on Saturday, we have a teaching Bible school at 4 And we also show a video. But
we're going to show a video.
Mm-hmm. And I'll let you mention that in a minute, what it's going to be about. Mm-hmm. So we're going to show a video, and it'll be at 4 o'clock. So if you'd like to come and learn, it's not just a movie. You know, it's about, sometimes we do show movies, but godly movies. But this is mostly, it's about learning, teaching, something you will learn. Amen. Amen. There's a lot of good teachers out there.
Not some fictitious thing or anything, but something real that you can put in your life. Amen.
That's right. So that will be at 4 o'clock this afternoon. And the other thing I want to mention is you need to make your reservations for our Passover
That's coming up.
Meal and program, and that's coming up in April, which is just around the corner. Amen. That's going to be April the 19th. It's on a Saturday, and it will be at 5 p.m. So mark your calendars for that, and if you would like to come be part of that Passover Seder, then just give us a call so we can make sure we have all we need, must have RSVPs for that.
The food, all right, amen.
For that Passover Seder,
right.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to give our phone number here. It's area code 772-285-7007. That's area code 772-285-7007.
And we might mention this, Pastor Don, also. You know, a lot of places have Seders. They charge you money for it. And sometimes it's quite a bit. We don't charge any money for the Seder. All we ask you to do is pray about it, and we'll have a basket. And if you feel like putting in $5 or whatever you want to put in
there. For an offering,
it would be greatly appreciated. But if you don't have it, you're welcome to come regardless. And so we don't charge it for anything, because the things of God should be for free for the most part, if you can do it. Amen.
Mm-hmm. So if you can help out with the food, that
sure.
would be a blessing
Amen.
To us as well.
So just call.
So it's going to be a wonderful time. We always have a great time. We'll have a program, and our praise and worship team, our dance team, will be doing some special songs. One of them is called Open the Outer Courts Are Not Enough. And
Amen.
We do need to get in. The outer courts, the veil
we
has been...
We want to move in further, don't
the
we?
The veil has been rent, and we need to come right into the Holy of Holies.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Yeshua, when he died, and that veil was rent from top to bottom. When he said it is finished, God ripped it from top to bottom.
From top to
and
bottom.
And that shocked the Jewish people, and they knew
sure
something...
Did.
Supernatural happened, and so it was a sign, and we're going to be talking about signs and wonders. God gives us signs and wonders. So one of the songs, the music they're going to be doing is The Outer Courts Are Not Enough, and we need to really get that in our heart. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Because of the blood, we can go boldly into the
throne of grace.
God,
anytime we
grace,
need to go.
Anytime,
glory be to God.
Because we have his righteousness. Amen.
We sure do.
So Passover is a very important time, and we need to understand it in
and
a deeper
never forget
prophetic
it.
Way.
Yes.
And we need to partake of these things, because the Bible says to remember these things. You know, these are rehearsals, and the Jews do it every single year. And you know, hopefully as they do it, they will begin to see Yeshua is the Passover Lamb.
And they'll see him in a new light, because he is the light of the world.
He is the light of the world.
That's
He's
right.
the Passover Lamb. So we need to pray for the Jewish people. And
Amen.
We need to pray for Israel. And we need to pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't turn our back on them. We have to be there by them. Be by their side, you know, holding up their hands and
That's
praying
right.
for them.
Mm-hmm.
And praying in the Spirit and loving them. Amen. Love Israel. Love Jerusalem. You know, look what's happened. Look what's happening in Israel now. Look how Israel has blossomed, and look at the industry and all the wonderful things that are coming out from that from Israel. You know,
and God promised that in His Word, didn't He?
He promised it, and if we just open our eyes, we'll see
it's
the
there.
Fulfillment of that. You know, and so we can't not turn our back. The nations that turn their back on Israel will be cursed.
That's right. He gave us a beautiful Bible. And by the way, this is a Jewish document.
Yes, it is.
What he gave them. And so we just have to believe that he put everything here for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And we believe it all from the beginning to the end, that it's for today. And things are falling in place. And as we see the years go by, we see more and more of these details.
Things are being
coming.
Revealed.
Right.
Well, what about when they found the Isaiah scrolls?
That's right.
More and more revelation, you know, and it's the same. It's
That's
exactly
right.
the same as our Bible in the book of Isaiah. And I know that we're going to talk out of the book of Isaiah today, so you need to have ears to hear. And this book, one book, is really a synopsis. Would that be the right word to use?
Okay, yeah. So like a miniature Bible. It's got 66 chapters.
Bible. Of the whole Bible. There's exactly 66 chapters.
Books. And 66 books.
If you look at each chapter, you can see. And I even have my Bible opened here to Isaiah 65, and it says that book would be in comparison to the book of Jude.
Mm-hmm. It's Jude. Incredible. So we have all those, and so each one of them represents that. So I was thinking this week about some things about Isaiah because it's an incredible book. And as Donna mentioned, if you go to Israel, the all the dead sea scrolls that were found, the only one that was a complete scroll was the book of Isaiah, and they got it wrapped around this.
Preserved it,
right temperature and humidity, and you can see it. And it's the exact version that we have, and it has to be the Masoretic text to match. That's what I want to encourage you with. Any other translation is not the accurate one. The Masoretic text is what we need to have.
And the only book that that I believe it has the Masoretic text, I believe it's the
King James Version,
the Authorized. The others all are off of a perverted
some other type. Some other type of book or translation. So I've got a book that I got back years ago. And this book was written in 1993 by a Messianic rabbi. And if I can pronounce his last name, it's David Ben Shamayim, spelled Shamayim. And he did this translation with the Hebrew language. And I'm going to look at a few things. And I want to look at some things in Isaiah 65 and 66, which are the last two chapters we know of that. But I wanted to read with you the beginning of this booklet that I got. And I've had this for years. But he's so good. He's got a lot of good footnotes because he believes in Yeshua. And so I'm going to read what he had in here about the prophet Isaiah to start with. He says this, Isaiah was a prophet of Israel to the tribe of Judah in the court of the kings of it's pronounced Yehuda, is Judah. His ministry lasted over 60 years. Think about that. That's a long time back in those years where people lived that long. Through the reign of four kings until after 700 B.C. Tradition says he died a martyr for his righteousness, and he was sawed asunder by order of King Manasseh. Incredible. His name is made up of two words, Yeshua, Y-E-S-H-A, and a form of Yeshua, meaning what? Salvation. And Yahu, Y-A-H-U, meaning our Yah. It's our, you know, we have it in our King James, capital Y-A-H. They have a J in the King James, but there's no J in the Hebrew, but it's Yah. Together, his name means what? Salvation is our Lord. Yeshua is also what? Our Yah. Considering his name, it is fitting that this general prophet was used by the Spirit of God to bring forth the wonderful mysteries of salvation for Israel and for the whole world. One theme of the hope of Isaiah is that of a glorious unity between all the righteous which Hashem finds in the earth. Now, the interesting thing, as we read through this with you today, the Jews will not pronounce the name of God. You know, that's ineffable name that needs to be not translated, they claim. And the only person that could ever pronounce that name, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, was the high priest on the Day of Atonement. And so wherever we have the word Lord in our King James Bible, all capital, in the First Covenant, it means Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, okay? And Yahweh, in other words. And so they don't want to use the word God. And so when we see the word Lord in our Bible, in the King James, in the First Covenant, they put the word Hashem in there. Well, what does Hashem mean? It means just means the name. It's a good thing, okay? So he said, between all the righteous which Hashem finds in the earth, this unity results from the connection of Yehuda, which is Judah, with the person of the Messiah, who brings righteousness to the Gentiles. When the righteous of the nations join with righteous Yehuda or Judah in Messiah, the kingdom of heaven will arrive on earth as the restored kingdom of Israel. Our prayer is that may this prophecy of Isaiah become reality in our time. So this was an incredible translation. I got this years ago, and I was thinking about it again this week. And so I pulled it out. I've been looking at it here this morning before we came on the radio program and all. And there's a lot of comments at the bottom with some of the Hebrew words giving you a greater explanation of what they mean and all that. And so what I want to do here, I'd like to read part of Isaiah 65. And then we're going to read, if we have time, I'd like to read all of Isaiah 66 and show you some of these things in here, the way it comes out. Now, if we turn to Isaiah 65 in your Bible, if you're at home, you can do that. If you're out in the car, we know you can't. But if you'd like to hear this again, we offer CDs and tapes of the program. And all we ask for is a love offering from you to be made out to Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. And you can mail it to Post Office Box 413, and that's in Stuart, Florida. And our zip there is 34995. Mention whether you want to tape or a CD. Most people want CDs, but some people want to tape. And mention today's program, and we'll be glad to get it out to you. So if we look at our Bible and read this, what I want to do, I want to bounce back and forth between the King James, which, as we mentioned, is translated on the Masoretic text. This rabbi did the same thing. It's on the Masoretic text. Now, some of the words are a little different, but the key thing, that the truth is right there with all of it. Now, if we go to Isaiah 65, and if we start in verse 16.
I have it here.
Okay. Let's start there and read this. Let's read a few verses here. It says, "Then he who blesseth himself in the earth shall bless himself in the God of truth. And he that sweareth in the earth shall swear by the God of truth, because the former troubles are forgotten, and because they are hid from mine eyes." Now let's go on here. I'm going to read through verse 25 here to the end of the chapter. "For behold," I'm in the King James Bible, "I create
new heavens
and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. But be ye glad and rejoice forever in that which I create, for behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing and her people a joy. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people, and the voice of weeping shall be no more heard in her, nor the voice of crying. There shall be no more thence an infant of days, nor an old man that hath not filled his days.
Wow.
For the child shall die 100 years old, but the sinner, being 100 years old, shall be accursed.
Mm-hmm.
And they shall build houses and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people.
Amen.
And mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth for trouble. For they are the seed of the blessed of the Lord, and their offspring with them. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the bullock, and dust shall be the serpent's meat. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, saith the Lord." So
wow.
This is talking about in the future for the kingdom. We see how things are going to change, and we should all be looking forward to this, just knowing what's going to happen in the days ahead. And so God's promised a great work with Israel. Now I want to read the same text out of this translation I got in Hebrew. So I'm going to start. We start reading here in verse 16. We might jump back and forth, but we'll see what we have here. Listen to this. It says, "Whoever utters," this is an interesting word here, "that whoever utters a blessing in the earth will bless in Elohim Emet." Now, Elohim means God, doesn't it? Now, we've all talked about the word Emet. We know what that means, don't we? Emet means what? Truth. And we've said this. It starts with the Aleph, and it ends with the Tav. If you take the first letter off of this word in the Hebrew, the word Emet means truth. But if you take the first letter off, it means death. So God's saying, if we don't have everything in the word from beginning to end, we're going to have some kind of death in our lives.
And he tells us we're going to have, what, life or death.
That's right. In his words. That's right.
It's in his words.
Mm-hmm.
And those are his words. He talks about the tongue, right?
That's right.
Well, we're to speak life as
Absolutely.
Well, aren't we?
That's
not
right.
Not death.
Mm-hmm.
We're to speak God's words. Amen.
So he says, "Whoever utters in the earth will bless in Elohim, Elohim, Emet," means what? In God's truth. "And whoever utters an oath in the earth will take the oath to Elohim Emet the same way. For the past troubles are forgotten, for indeed they're hidden from my eyes." Now let's read this in the King James again. "That he who blesseth himself in the earth shall bless himself in the God of truth." Here we go.
That's right.
"And he that sweareth in the earth shall swear by the God of truth, because the former troubles are forgotten, and because they are what? Hid from mine eyes." I think that's pretty good. Now verse 17 here in this translation here. "For behold, I am creating new heavens and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered nor taken to heart." Hear that? So we're talking about, and we're getting ready, and this is when we're close to the end of the kingdom of God, and then we're going to see the new heavens and the new earth come down. Verse 18, "So then celebrate and be glad forever and ever in what I am creating." Now I like this. It says, "what I am creating." Now the Hebrew says, "what he's creating." Now we just read in verse 18 here, it says, "but be ye glad and rejoice forever in that which I create." Well, the Hebrew says that I am creating.
So it says he's going to create new heavens. And you know, if people say, even scientists will say, it's expanding, it's getting larger.
That's right.
New heavens, you know, it's new heavens and a a new earth. See, there's a, you have plural there, and
that's
then
right.
You also have singular, new earth,
mm-hmm.
singular, and new heavens. That's I don't know, who knows how many.
So they're under process right now,
under
being created for
right.
all of us. That's right. Now, verse 18 then. So then God says, celebrate and be glad forever and ever in what I'm creating.
Rejoice.
Behold, I am creating what? Jerusalem for gladness and her people for what? For celebration. They're going to rejoice, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Now, verse 19. I will be glad in Jerusalem and I will celebrate in my people and nevermore will be heard in her voice weeping or what? A voice crying. So it's talking about the kingdom, isn't it?
That's right.
Verse 20, nevermore will there be an infant nor an old man who does not complete his days.
That's
for,
right.
For the youth, a son of 100 years will die, and the sinner, a son of 100 years, will be accursed. Now 21, and they will build houses and dwell in them, and they will plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. So there's going to be people alive in that kingdom that's going to do all this, aren't they? They're going to build homes, they're going to have vineyards, they're going to eat of it, and nobody else is going to take
and
it
I
in.
Like 22, because and 22
okay.
is for the fulfillment of the alphabet, the Jewish alphabet. There's 22 letters
right.
in the Hebrew alphabet,
mm-hmm.
and this is verse 22. And I believe that God knew that, even though they didn't have chapters and numbers and all that
that's right.
back then. But, you know, God has foreordained that he's going to complete the work, you know. The Tav means is the last letter, and it represents the cross.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jesus finished the work.
That's right. On the cross.
Mm-hmm. And the Aleph means in the beginning. In the beginning, he started all this. God started it, but it was finished by the work that Jesus did on the cross. And 22 says that because, you know, a lot of people have inhabited that area and taken it away from the Jewish people.
Been a lot of wars there, that's
it
right.
It says here, they shall not build and another inhabit.
That's right.
No
Amen.
One else is going to inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are, the days of my people and my elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They're going to long enjoy the work of their hands.
Now I just read that out of the King James. Now listen to this out of this brother's translation.
Mm-hmm.
They will not build and another inhabit it. That's true. They will not plant and another eat of it. And I like
mm-hmm.
this. For as the days of the tree, she mentioned. Remember, the olive trees, though, some of those trees are hundreds of years old.
A thousand years.
And the cedars as well. So as the days of the tree are the days of my people
mm-hmm.
and my chosen ones, okay, which are the elect, shall what? Enjoy the work of their hands. Verse 23 now. They will not labor in vain. And listen to this. Nor birth children to trouble. How is it in the kingdom? For they are all the seed of the blessed of Hashem. You know, Yod-Heh-Vav, the Lord, and their offspring with him. And it will be, before they call, I will answer. I love this. And I, and while they are still speaking, I will, the Hebrew word is Shema. What's the word Shema mean? You know what Shema means?
They hear.
They hear, don't they? Now, verse 25. The wolf and the lamb will feed together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. But dust is the serpent's food. They will not harm or destroy in all my kadosh. Mountains, Kodesh, holy mountain.
Holy mountain.
Says Hashem. Now, we're going to go into chapter 66 for time here. I think we'll be able to. I want to read the whole thing. This is incredible.
And you know, this is so awesome. What do you hear? The millennium.
That's right. It's all about the millennium.
The millennium. All
That's
about
right.
that perfect time, you know, when
there'll
be peace with the animals, even
mm-hmm.
the ones that you could never put together now.
That's right.
Know, but they will lie down together and they will eat together.
That's what it says.
And they will
the
eat
wolf
it,
and the lamb, huh?
And they'll eat different types of food. They
That's
won't
right.
be eating each other.
That's
you
right.
Know?
Amen.
Well, there'll
yeah.
be peace. There'll be even peace, shalom, among the animals. You know, shalom doesn't just mean peace. Shalom means, as we say Shabbat shalom on Friday, to people when they come into the door, you know,
mm-hmm.
and people say shalom when people leave. You know, we want people to come in peace and leave in peace.
Peace. Amen.
Rise in peace and lie down in peace.
Hallelujah.
Well, you know, shalom just doesn't mean just the word peace. It means to be whole in
Amen.
Every area. You
mm-hmm.
know, you got to have peace in your mind and your body, and you know, it means wholeness.
That's right.
So again, that's God is wanting wholeness. And that we should have that shalom. And that's why we do Shabbat on Friday, right, Pastor G?
Amen.
So now we're going to go into chapter
66.
66, which is... in comparison to the book of Revelation.
That's right, chapters like the book of Revelation.
That's right.
Now, he's got a subtitle here called The Determination of Hashem, or in other words, The Determination of the Lord about the conclusion. Now, listen to this, verse 1. Thus says Hashem, this is the Lord, the heavens are my throne, and the earth is the footstool of my feet. Where is this? And he's got the word beit in here. B-E-I-T. What does that word mean? It means house.
House.
Where's this house that you will build for me? And where's the place for my rest, he says. Now, verse 2. All these my hand has made. So all these came into being, declares Hashem, or the Lord. And to this one I look to the poor with contrite ruach, which means spirit, and trembling at my devar, which devar means word, okay? The one slaughtering a bull, the one killing a man, the one sacrificing a lamb, the one breaking a dog's neck, the one offering as oblation the blood of swine, the one burning incense, the one worshiping an idol, these they chose to do in their own ways, and their nefesh, that means what? Their soul takes pleasure in their what? Their abominations.
They chose to do in their own ways.
That's right, in their own ways. Now let's go on. Verse 4. So will I choose, and I will bring severity and their fear upon them, for I called and no one answered. I spoke. Here's the word devar. He spoke his word. And they did not shema what? They didn't hear. And they did evil in my eyes, and they chose that which I am not pleased. Now verse 5. Shema, what? Hear. Devar. Hear the devar. Hear the word of Hashem, or the Lord. You who tremble in his word, Davar, your brothers, now listen to this. That hated you and drive you away for the sake of my name have said, let Hashem, or the Lord, be glorified so we may look upon your simcha and they will be ashamed. What's the word simcha mean?
I believe it's your joy.
Joy. That's right. Your joy. So the Jewish people over there are hated by their brothers, which is what? Who was Isaac's brother? Ishmael, okay.
And they shall be ashamed.
They'll be ashamed, it says at the end. That's what's going to happen.
And he gave away his birthright, didn't he?
That's right. Now Esau did. Now, verse 6. The voice of tumult from the city, a voice from the temple, the voice of Hashem, or this is the Lord, dealing retribution, what? To his enemies, okay? Now, let's go on. Verse 7. Now, this is the key part. Before she is in labor. The she is who? It's Jerusalem in Israel. Before she's in labor, she gives birth. Well, how can you have birth unless there's a labor, right? She's going to give birth before the labor. The labor's picture of what? Jacob's trouble. So listen to this. Before she is in labor, she gives birth. Before pain comes upon her, what? She delivers a male. Who's this male? This is Yeshua that came, okay? And he came a lot of years
Yeshua came a lot of years before Jacob's trouble.
That's right.
That's right.
Lots of years before. That's right. Now, verse 8. Who has heard such as this? Well, that's unheard of.
Who saw such a thing?
Who saw such as these? Can the earth be born in one day? Well, the answer there is what?
Yes.
Yes. Or can a nation be brought forth at once? The answer there is yes again.
Yes.
They were born, what, on May 14th, 1948. That's when they came into the world as a nation, okay? Now, here we go. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I love it. Now, this word coming up here, T-S-I-Y-O-N, is Zion. When Zion is in labor, also she, what? Births her sons. That's going to be thousands of Jews are going to come during Jacob's trouble.
Or brought forth her children.
That's right. Or brought forth her children. Same thing. Mm-hmm. Verse 9. The I am, do I bring to the birth and not bring forth? He's going to do it, isn't he? Says Hashem, or the Lord, I am the one bringing delivery and closing up, says your Elohim, God. Okay.
Let me read that in the King James.
Yeah, go ahead.
Shall I bring to the birth and not cause to bring forth, saith the Lord?
Mm-hmm.
Or Yod Heh Vav Heh. Shall I cause to bring forth and shut the womb, saith thy Lord?
That's right.
By God, rather, saith thy God.
Yeah, Elohim means God, yeah.
Rejoice ye with Jerusalem and be glad with her. All ye that love her, rejoice for joy with her. All ye that mourn for her. What does yours say in verse 10?
Okay, it says rejoice. This is the word what? Simcha, we just talked about. It means joy with Jerusalem. And be glad for her, all who love her. Celebrate with her, all who mourn over her. Join in celebration. It's going to change.
Amen.
Verse 11 says, for that purpose you will nurse and be satisfied from her comforting breast, like a mother.
Mm-hmm.
For that purpose you will draw out and delight in the fatness of her kavod. What's her kavod there?
Her abundance, I believe.
Her kavod.
It's going to be delightful.
It's her glory. Kavod really means glory and
glory,
honor.
Glory.
Read it in
honor.
The King James now, verse 11.
This. It says that ye may suck and be satisfied with the breasts of her consolations, that ye may milk out and be delighted with the abundance of her glory. Yeah,
that's
kadot
right.
Is glory. The abundance of her glory.
What did you? What was the word you had just before the breast? Satisfied from her what?
That ye may suck and be satisfied with the breast of her consolations.
See, comforting and consolation is the same word, really.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting.
That ye may milk out. It means you're going to draw forth.
That's right.
And be delighted with the abundance of her glory.
Now, verse 12 says, For thus says Hashem, or the Lord, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, behold, I am extending to her shalom. That means what? Peace, like a river. Mm-hmm. And the kavod, the glory of the goyim. The goyim is the Gentiles. Like a flooding stream, and you will nurse carried on the side, and you will be dandled on the knees. Read that in the King James.
That's good. I like the way that's. I like that one word there. This one says flowing, but you said rushing or.
Well, like a flooding stream.
Flooding stream.
And
wow.
you will be, and you will nurse carried on the. So she'll carry you on the side, and you will be what? Dandled on the knees. I think that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I'll read this. For thus saith the Lord. Behold, I will extend peace to her like a river.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, it reminds me, in our church, we put down a river, don't we? We have a river, a cloth river, but it represents the river and the glory of God.
Yeah.
And the glory of the Gentiles like a flowing stream. Then shall ye suck, ye shall be borne upon her sides, and be dangled upon her
knees. So I like that with a flooding stream. Boy, it's going to be a flood, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And when I read or think about the sides, you know, we're born again because, you know, the blood of Jesus. Remember they put that sword?
Jesus'
side.
They
pierced him in the side. And blood and water came out.
That's right. It's good. Now verse 13 says, as a man whose mother comforts him, so I will comfort you. God's telling Israel. And in Jerusalem, you will be what? Comforted. Isn't that wonderful? That day's coming. Verse 14, and you will see, and your heart will celebrate, and your bones will flourish like the grass. And the hand of Hashem, or the Lord, will be made known to his servants, but he will be furious against what his foes. Read that in the King James, verse 14.
And when you see this, your heart shall rejoice, and your bones shall flourish like an herb. And the hand of the Lord shall be known towards his servants, and his indignation towards his enemies.
He's going to be furious. Verse 15.
The battle is the Lord's.
That's right,
ours. And we need to realize that, too, because you know, we come into places and doing warfare, and we really should be coming into places and praising and worshiping God, because the Bible says in here all through, the battle is the Lord's. So we don't take the battle on to do it ourselves.
That's right.
We yield to the Lord, and we allow the Holy Spirit. The battle is the Lord's. He is going to fight our enemies. See, our enemies are his enemies. We don't want to make enemies. We only want to do what God says. Amen? Because the battle is the Lord's.
That's
we need to be in that shalom, that peace.
Verse 15 now says, Now behold, Hashem comes in fire with the whirlwind of his chariots to restore with wrath, anger, and his rebuke in flaming fire. Woo.
Well, let me read this one here.
Hebrews chapter 13 talks about the flaming fire, doesn't it?
This one says, for behold, the Lord will come with fire and with his chariots like a whirlwind to render his anger with fury. See, the Lord is the one who's going to take care of it.
That's right.
And his rebuke with flames of fire. And I'm going to read 16.
Go ahead.
For by fire and by his sword, it's the sword of the Lord.
Yeah.
He's given us that, hasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Will the Lord plead with all flesh? He's going to plead with all flesh. And the slain of the Lord shall be many. You want to read verse 16?
Now it says this in this translation with a Masoretic text. For in fire and with his sword, Hashem will execute judgment upon all flesh. And there will be many ones slain by Hashem or the Lord. Verse 17. And the ones consecrating and purifying themselves to follow one into the midst of the groves, the ones eating swine, flesh, and abominations, and the rodent, will meet their end together, declares Hashem. Read that in the King James.
See, that's all against God.
That's right.
God says not to do that.
That's right.
It says, verse 17, and they that sanctify themselves and purify themselves in the gardens behind one tree in the midst.
Okay.
Eating swine's flesh and the abominations and the mouse shall be consumed together, saith the Lord.
That's right.
For I know their works and their thoughts. It shall come that I will gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and see my glory.
Now listen to this in this translation. For despite their works, of their thoughts, I am coming to gather all the goyim, the Gentiles, and the tongues, and they will come and see my kavod, which is my glory. Verse 19, and I will set in them a sign, and I will send from them survivors to the Goyim, the Gentiles, Tarshish, Pool, Lydia, and ones drawing the bow of Tubal, and Greece, and the far-off coastlands that have not heard my fame and did not see my kavod or my glory, and they will proclaim my kavod, my glory, what, among the Goyim, the Gentiles.
Gentiles.
Verse 20, and they will bring all your brothers from all the Goyim, the Gentiles, an offering to Hashem, or the Lord, on horses, and in chariots, and in the carts, and on mules, and on beasts, a burden to the Kodesh, what that means, the holy mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Jerusalem, says Hashem, the Lord, the same as Israel brings the offering in a clean vessel to what? To Beit Hashem.
To the house of
Hashem. Isn't that incredible?
And here it says, this says here, as the children of Israel bring an offering in a clean vessel, we are to be a clean vessel.
That's right.
We are to be a clean vessel into the house of the Lord. And that reminds me of what I said last Sunday. Who is in your house?
That's right.
See, the Beit is the second letter of the Hebrew alphabet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's represented by the number 2. We have the Father is represented by number 1, which was the Aleph, and the Beit mm-hmm. is 2. And so it means house. And so who's in your house?
That's right. Hope God's in your house, right?
That's right. And so, you know, when we talk about house of bread, who? Yeshua is in our house.
That's right.
Our house is to be a holy place. And so with these clean vessels, we're to be clean vessels as unto the Lord, because we've asked Yeshua to come into our heart. He's in our house. He wants to consume all of everything that's not of God that we carry around in this house or this temple.
Thank you, Lord.
I also mentioned too that a person's a temple. You're mm-hmm. a temple. I'm a temple.
That's right.
Your house, your home should be is your dwelling place.
That's
it
right.
should be a clean place, a dwelling place, a temple, and your church. And you know, wherever you go, if you're traveling, you're working, wherever you go, you're carrying the Holy, you've got the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. And so it's a holy place. It's called a clean vessel.
That's right. Now look at verse 21 now.
Mm.
And also from them I will appoint to be Kohanim. That means priest.
Priests.
And to be Levites, says Hashem. Verse 22. For the same as the new heavens and the new earth that I am making. This is it. He says that I am making. He's got a comment down here in this mm-hmm. commentary. He says, this new creation seems to be an operation in process. I am making. That's what
process,
he's doing.
Process, that's right.
Right. Now, I'll read it again. For the same as the new heavens and the new earth that I am making is enduring before my what? My priest, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Declares Hashem, so will your seed and your name endure. And it will be from one Kadosh, what's that? The new moon, to another Kadosh, new moon, and from one Shabbat to another Shabbat, all flesh will come to bow down to what? To my Paneum, which means the priest, says Hashem. Now he's got a note about this. The Holy Kodesh, which is the new moon, and the Sabbath, the Shabbat days of Hashem, are eternally connected with his kingdom.
That's
the
right.
counting of them has never ceased from creation to this day and shall never cease. Isn't that incredible?
That's right. Let me read this, verse
okay.
22 and verse 23. He says,
in the King James
you know,
now.
We're talking about scientists. They're mm-hmm. trying to figure out why it seems like there's more and more stars, there's more and more this. Well, why don't they just read the Bible? It tells mm-hmm. us right here, for as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, and according to the one you read, they're continuing. The new,
right.
new earth is going to be made, but
right.
the heavens are growing, shall remain before me, saith the Lord. So shall your seed and your name remain.
Endure, that's right.
I think about all the names in the Bible. You know, look, it's all written down as a record.
That's right.
It's even in the book of Revelation, this represents Revelation. There's a record in heaven. It talks about that in
a lot of these verses also
record.
Appear in the book of Revelation.
That's
yeah,
right.
In the last chapter.
And it shall come to pass,
in
this 21. Is verse 23, that from one new moon, that's
the
very
Kodesh.
Important.
Mm-hmm.
The new moons are very important. To another,
mm-hmm.
and from one Sabbath to another, that's every 7 days, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith the Lord. Yod Heh Vav Heh, saith the Lord.
Well, I'd read the last verse now.
Verse
this
24. And they shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed against me. Against the Lord, we're mm-hmm. talking about. For their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched, and they shall be an abhorring unto all flesh.
Let me read this in this translation. And they will go out and look upon the dead men who rebelled against me, God says here, because their worm will not die and their fire will not be quenched, and they will be disgusting to all flesh. And they, so it tells you right here, people talk question about, some people believe that hell is going to be temporary. It says right here, against the worm, their worm will not die and their fire will not be quenched. Incredible, huh?
It's, you know, it's forever. It's forever. You know, hell is forever. Mm-hmm. That should shake some people to really think about, you know, why am I here? What's my purpose? Why was I born? What's my destination? Shall I do? You know, what's my life all about?
That's
what's my life all about? Our life is about doing the will of God.
The Lord and everything, yeah. And in chapter 65, I'm going to back up here. Verse 5 says, who say to you, come near, but you are to come near to me, for I am Kodesh. That means I'm holy for you. These are a smoke in my nose, a fire burning all of the day. Now, this is interesting. The key thing, I like this. Who say to you, come near? He's got a note about this, about the Messiah. Who do we come near to? To Yeshua the Messiah. He says the Jewish people have always struggled with the attempt of others, including other religions, to assimilate them. Acceptance of the Jewish Messiah cannot be assimilation, but rather what? A drawing nearer to the holiness of God. Isn't that incredible? Now I want to go over to...
Let me read verse 5 here.
Go ahead.
It says, which say, stand by thyself, come not near to me, for I am holier than thou. These are a smoke in my nose, a fire that burneth all the day.
Now I want to go over to chapter 28 with you in this also.
In Isaiah 28. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Well, this is Pastor Gene and Donna Hilton. You're going there, I'm going to give our phone number.
Okay.
If you'd like a copy of this, or you can listen to it again on WCNO.com on the internet. And the phone number here in Stuart is area code 772-285-7007. And we have services this weekend if you are interested. Just give us a call. Where are we going?
I'm going to go to Isaiah chapter 28. I just caught my eye this week when I was looking at this. You know, people have a problem with tongues and interpretation and all that today.
Uh-huh.
But we have something right here in the Bible that declares this. Okay?
Talks about our stammering tongue.
That's right. And this is referred to Acts chapter 2, verse 4, okay? Where I want to go. Verse 9 says, who teaches knowledge and who explains with understanding? The one weaned from the milk, taken from the breast. For this to that, rule to rule, now here and now here. Read that in King James. I think it talks about precept upon precept. Read
verse
that.
Verse 9?
10.
10. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people.
So here we are. This translation here says this. So with the lip of foreigners and in a strange tongue, hear this, he will speak. In other words, he's going to speak his word, devar, to what? To this people. And Paul talked about that in 1 Corinthians 14, didn't he? To whom he says, this is the resting place, the rest to the weary, and this is the place of repose. But you are not willing to what? To shema. To hear. It's interesting.
Hear.
That's right. And then verse 13 says, so he will become to them the Devar of Hashem. That means the word of the Lord. Isn't that interesting?
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yes, that is interesting.
He's got an interesting comment on this about this. The Devar, the word of Hashem, is something. He says he will become to them deity, and the word of deity are inseparable concepts in Hashem to say is to be. And it's incredible, huh?
Well, you know, when the baptism of the Holy Ghost, people received the baptism. Of course, they received it way back before even it came to America. You know, people spoke in tongues.
That's right.
We could go back in the Bible. It talks about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it says, for with stammering lips and another tongue will he, who's he, speak to this people?
It's God.
God. It's God's. God's
right.
When we're praying in the Holy Ghost, God
speaking
is
to
the
God,
one,
not
he's
to
given,
men.
He's
right.
The one's given us the tongue.
That's right.
And to worship him, because, you know, really in the natural, many times we really don't know how to worship God. But when we're in the Spirit knows exactly how to worship him.
That's right.
And it, you know what it does? It gets his attention.
Mm-hmm.
And then he speaks back to us. Because God is seeking those that will worship Him, how? In spirit and in truth.
I like this other comment He has for this chapter here at the bottom. It says, the establishment of the Messiah in His place is not an instantaneous act. Discovering the true Messiah is a process, a stone of testing over which Israel and the nations must eventually what? Come to unity. Then He talks about the feast. Let the feast continue in cycles. We talk about this a lot. Is a directive that the appointed feast must continue despite the portents of destruction upon Jerusalem. Jerusalem will be vindicated in the end, and Elohim wants the feast observed to that time and forever. It's good, isn't it?
Wow.
So this all this. So the, you know, the words are a little bit different, but the key thing is when He puts these Hebrew words in here, just to understand what we can find out about all this in the Bible about Isaiah and what God wants us to know about the Word of God from all of that. You know, if we go over to chapter 1.
Well, you know, when you talked about each one of these books in chapters in the book of Isaiah represents a book in the Bible because there's 66 chapters. Well, over here in chapter 44 is representative of the book of Acts in the New Testament.
Chapter what? 44?
Chapter 44.
I'm going to turn over there.
And what it says here, because he talks about the pouring out of the Holy Ghost and the pouring out of the Holy Spirit in the book of Acts.
Are you going to be in the first verse or where?
I'm going to look at verse 3.
Okay.
He says, for I will pour water upon him that is thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
God's wanting people that are thirsty.
That's right.
And floods. You talked about the water before. It talks about, and floods. Here the word used is floods upon the dry ground. And I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring.
Isn't that good?
And they shall spring up as among the grass. Think about all the Christians that are springing up as the grass, as willows by the water's course. We need to stay close. We need to get into the river of God, into the water of God, into His. He's pouring water upon those who are thirsty, and floods upon those who are dry.
Let's read this in the and this translation by our dear brother. For I will pour waters on the thirsty and floods on the dry ground. I will pour out my ruach, or my spirit, on your seed, and my berech,
blessings
on your descendants. And they will spring up between the grass like willows by the flowing waters. Isn't that incredible?
Wow. On your seed, on your offspring, you know.
That's right.
Those who call upon the Lord shall be saved. And then verse 6 says here, in the same chapter, I am the first and I am the last, and besides me there is no God.
That's right.
What does that say there?
Mm-hmm.
What's it say in verse 6?
It says, thus says Hashem, Melech Israel, his Goel. The Hashem is what?
He's a redeemer.
And I am the first and I am the last, and apart from me there is no Elohim, no God, in other words.
No other God.
That's right.
He's the one and only. So they can sacrifice their swine and all their other things by the trees and the groves, but there's only one God.
Right.
There's only one Jesus.
His Goel, Hashem, the Lord of Hosts is what
the
it
Lord
means.
Of Hosts, and
that's
that
right.
means the Lord of Warfare.
That's right.
You know,
Lord
he
of
is
the,
he's a warrior. Mm. He is a mighty warrior. And so, you know, I think about people saying, "Well, I can't do that. I'm shy." You have a warrior. We have a warrior in us.
That's right, we do.
God, He's a mighty warrior, and He's causing us to be mighty warriors, mighty in the Lord. That's awesome. You were going to go where?
No, I'm just going to finish reading this a little bit
here.
I'm still looking.
I love this.
Listen. Verse 7 says, then who like me can call and declare and set it in order before me as I did the Olam people? What's the Olam means? It means what? Eternity or everlasting people. And the things that are coming, let them show to me what will come. Amen.
What will come.
Do not be shaken and do not be afraid. Have I not long ago shown you and foretold it? Now you are my witnesses. Is there an Elohim, this means God, besides me? There is no other.
No God.
No other. Rock, that's what this, Teshur. There's no other rock. I know none. All the idol makers are nothing, and the things they treasure have no worth, and they are their own witnesses. They cannot see, neither do they know, so that they are what? Ashamed. Who forms a god or casts an idol? Mm-hmm. There is nothing he can profit by it. Now I like this. Behold, all kinds of them will be shamed, for craftsmen are from Adam. And what's that? Adam, man.
Mm-hmm.
Let them all come together, let them stand. They will be terrified. They will be shamed together. Isn't that incredible?
See, Adam had to work by his hands, didn't he?
He sure did.
At one time he was, even in the beginning, you know, God gave him work to do. But what the work that the second Adam does is the work of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And the work of the Spirit will lead us into what? All truth.
All
and what
truth.
Was that word that meant truth?
Emet.
E-M-E-T.
Emet. Yeah.
And we want the truth. It says the truth, the King James Bible. And I wonder how that scripture reads. The truth will make us free.
Free.
The
That's right.
truth will make mm-hmm. us free. Praise God.
That's right. I want to go to chapter 1 now. We've all heard these verses over and over again about our salvation and all, but this is for everybody.
And this would be represented
Jew and Gentile and
by Genesis,
yeah.
by the book of Genesis chapter
yeah.
1 would mm-hmm. be.
He's getting on them right. I'm going to start in verse 14 of chapter mm-hmm. 1. Your Kodosh, what's that? Your new moon and special meetings, my nefesh, my soul deplores. They have become like a burden I am too weary to bear.
Mm-hmm.
And when you lift up your outstretched hands, I will hide my face from you, even if you make many, what?
Prayers. Tefillah.
Prayers, yes. It's tefillah. I am not listening. Your hands are full of bleeding. Wash, cleanse yourselves. Mm-hmm. Take your evil acts from before my sight. Cease to do evil. Learn the tov. What's that? The good.
Learn
tov
to do well.
Good.
Learn yeah. the good, the truth.
Yeah. Seek justice. Help the oppressed. Defend the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Now listen to this. Verse 18. Come now and let us reason together, he says.
That's right.
Says Hashem, the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow.
Amen.
Though they are red as crimson, they shall be what? As wool. If you are willing and obey the tov, what? The good. What's this word mean?
If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land.
That's right. The good of the land. That's exactly mm-hmm. what it says.
That's
the
right.
good of the land.
But if you refuse and rebel,
that's right.
you shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it.
I'll read this.
And what about these people who say, oh, you know, there's no God.
Yeah.
Or they say there is God and God is love.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible does say God is love. But what does this say? You can't just throw away parts of the Bible.
That's right.
You have to believe all of it. He's also a God of judgment.
Amen.
And justice. And he will bring all things, what's the word I'm thinking of?
Into judgment.
Judgment.
Yeah.
He is going to finish the work he's begun. And even all these idol worshipers and all these people that believe that you can mix. You know, there's so many people that are mixing
That's
different
it.
Religions together
Absolutely.
Now.
Yeah.
You cannot mix. You can't worship God and worship the devil at the same time. And
sure
that's
can.
Exactly what you're doing. You're worshiping the devil. The things of Adam that Adam makes. The things that people make. Idols people
That's right.
make. You know, you can't mix those things. And you
mm-hmm.
can't have compromise. And, you know, there's so many people who don't even know the difference because they don't know the Bible. They don't know, and they don't know the Spirit of God, and they don't hear the Spirit of God, and they're just doing what they think is right in their own eyes.
That's right. Absolutely.
They're saying what? Evil is good and good is evil?
That's right. I'm going to read that verse 20 again. But if you resist and you rebel,
mm-hmm.
you will be what? Devoured.
Devoured.
What? By the sword. For the mouth of Hashem has spoken. It's his word.
It's his sword and it's his word. And he's mm-hmm. going to be the one that's going to cause this to happen.
That's right. Incredible.
You know, you say, well, why did God make hell?
That's right.
Well, God created hell, didn't he? He
yeah.
created
not
the lake.
For human beings,
he created the lake of fire.
That's right.
And, you know, then some people say, well, that's not a loving God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, we don't know the whole word of God. God is a loving God, but he's also a God of judgment and righteousness. And he's looking for righteous judgment. It will happen
That's
from
right.
the Lord, from
Amen.
The mouth of the Lord, because the sword, he is the sword Amen. Of the Lord.
So this first chapter here in Isaiah is really a call to integrity, isn't it? And
mm-hmm.
and then the second chapter, he's got a title, Judgment on Arrogance. And people are arrogant, you know. So much in this, it's interesting to read this, how he translates this with the Masoretic text, same as we have in the King James. It's incredible. Amen?
Thank
I like
you,
verse
Lord.
28 in chapter 1. But rebels and sinners will be ruined. They will perish together with the ones, what, forsaking Hashem or the Lord. Indeed, they will be ashamed because of the A-Y-L-I-M. What do you think that means, huh? Hmm? They're called what? What does that word mean? A-Y-L-I-M.
That's
do I have it? I'm looking.
Offended.
I'm looking to see if he's...
What verse are you in?
I'm in verse 29. I went blank on what that word means.
29.
Yeah, see what you got there. Read that verse.
Chapter 1, verse 29.
Yeah.
For they shall be ashamed
because
of the oaks,
okay,
which ye have desired,
right.
And ye shall be confounded for the gardens that ye have chosen.
Remember, they worship idols under trees, didn't mm-hmm. they?
For ye shall be as an oak whose leaf fadeth, and as a garden that hath no water. And you're going to be dry, in other
That's right.
words.
So I'll read it here.
You're just going to die.
Yeah, it says, indeed, they will be ashamed because of the oaks which were delighted in,
mm-hmm.
and you will be disgraced because of the gardens that you coveted. They will be worshiped.
And they're both going to burn together.
That's right.
And none shall quench them, it says in verse 31.
Mm-hmm.
It's all going to be destroyed.
That's right.
The only thing that's going to last is what is the good. And it reminds me of, you know, what it says, you know, what are our rewards going to be? You know, some things that we think are rewards may burn up.
That's right.
So they're not things by the Spirit mm-hmm. of God. Are they the plans of man? Or are they the plans of the Lord that come from the Spirit of the Lord, the revelation of the Lord that He speaks to His people? We all have things that are going to mm-hmm. they're going to burn up. I'm sure I know that, but we want to seek Him. Seek first the kingdom of God. It says in Matthew, seek first the kingdom of God and what? And His righteousness, right?
I want to go over to Isaiah 26. We got a couple of minutes. I just want to read a couple of verses out of this translation. Verse 20:19 says, 26:19, but your dead will live. My body, they will rise with, He's going to rise with them. Awake and shout for joy, you dwellers in dust.
Mm-hmm.
For the dew of the morning is your dew, and the earth will cast out or birth what? The dead. Go, my people, come into your chambers and shut your doors behind you. Hide a little while until the wrath passes by.
Wow.
That's really heavy about the wrath passing by.
Thank you, Lord. For behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover her slain.
That's it.
Well, praise the Lord. This is Pastor Gene and Donna Hilton. I hope you
received
something from that. You know, we need to learn some of these Jewish terminologies and words. And the truth. The
gives
truth
you more,
really
gives you more understanding.
More understanding. Opened your eyes. Well,
that's
this
right.
is Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton. We're on this radio broadcast and also on the internet, WCNO.com. Every Saturday, Lord willing, at 12 noon for 1 hour. So if you'd like to get in touch with us, you'd like to know more about the ministry, Spirit of Prophecy Ministry is the name of the church. And this radio program is called Raising the Standard. And so if you want to come or you want to know more about, we have services here Sunday, Friday, and Saturday. Today we have a really good movie this afternoon, which you were going to talk about. We don't have time now, but you can call
come
us.
Come and find out. It'll be good.
The area code here is area code 772-285-7007. I'll repeat that. Area code 772-285-7007.
It's about the blood moons. I won't say no more. Okay.
Amen.
We're on this program every week because we love you and we hope you can grow and mature in the things that we share on this program. And so we love you. That's what we're here for. So we tell you to look up because your redemption draweth nigh. And what do we say, Pastor?
Shabbat Shalom, Sabbath peace, and rest.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
I trust that this time with you today has been informative and uplifting. I look forward to speaking to you again next week at the same time. May the God of peace rule and reign in your hearts and lives. And remember that Jesus is Lord and that He is the Spirit of Prophecy.